Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
The European Union's Court of Justice ruled last week that pets can be considered as baggage. And this was in response to a case where an airline lost a dog and their owner sought compensation. Well, to discuss this, I'm joined by Owen Curry, travel and aviation journalist at travelextra.ie. Owen, just give me the background here briefly. What happened to this person's pet and what did the European Court of Justice say?
Absolutely, Ciara. The dog was on his way from Buenos Aires to Barcelona. And it did what a lot of dogs in my life have done. It did a runner, managed to escape its handler in the airport and disappeared. It's a bit scary to be put in a cage and put on an 11-hour flight, so I can empathise with the dog. The matter ended up in the court because the airline said that dogs are not baggage. They're not, you know, you're not entitled to compensation for the lost dog. The case ended going through the Spanish legal system, ended up in Europe, and Europe said, yes, dogs are baggage. It came down and it was a bit of a sort of a hair of the dog judgment, pardon the pun, for the court, because they had to decide, was the dog a passenger or an item of baggage? And they came out, a lot of listeners will disagree, but they came out with the fact that the resolution that the dog was an item of baggage. That means that the passenger was entitled to compensation. That's really what the airline was fighting over. And it's entitled to a maximum of €5,000 compensation.
Does this happen often?
It doesn't happen very often that dogs escape, but dogs are transported. Iberia, the Spanish airline, is quite good, transports them. In my own case, my daughter asked for her dog to be sent out to Canada. So the poor little Jack Russell was put in a cage, a little bit traumatised, emerged at the other end, but howling with joy when she was greeted by my daughter. So dogs are transported a lot. They're very expensive to transport as well, Ciara, but it does happen quite a bit. It didn't happen a lot in and out of Ireland because we had very repressive rules due to rabies and other things. But transporting pets has become more normal. It's really difficult because Ryanair doesn't carry them. So a lot of them are transported on the ferries. I noticed two of the ferry companies have expanded the number of pet facilities for transporting dogs in the last few months.
How much are you talking here? You said it's really costly. Obviously, it'll depend on the duration of the flight or the journey.
Either your dog goes, or you know, for the same price, you can go in business class to Australia. It's very expensive. It means it's very labour intensive. There have to be handlers. There are special considerations for a dog. Obviously, a dog isn't put in the cold where the luggage is because the temperature drops. And there are airlines are fairly good at transporting live animals. We're talking about dogs in this instance, but Emirates has an entire industry of transporting racehorses, and you can imagine how expensive they are and how valuable they are, but it is expensive to send your dog anywhere.
We also have Martina Hickey, who's the co-founder of My Lovely Horse Rescue, in studio with us. You have the pleasure of owning 5 dogs and loving 5 dogs. If an airline lost one of your dogs and offered you €5,000 in compensation, what would you say, Martina?
I probably couldn't say what I'd say, but yeah, I would absolutely go crazy. And I know a lot of people that would go very crazy. And it's actually something that I hadn't really thought about until this story came up. And now I'm like freaked out because we do send some dogs. We had one go to New York 2 years ago, to its new home in New York. And I know when we brought that out to at Dublin Airport, I was in bits with the fact of just so concerned about the dog, not thinking that it could actually get lost or something happen, more just that how scared it was.
the idea of the dog having to go through this
being
experience.
So scared. Yeah, they don't know, their ears popping and all those horrible things that happen.
In terms of the dog now being seen, or the animal now being seen as baggage and therefore a limitation being put on the amount of money that its owner can be compensated, what do you make of that?
I think that's really terrible. I think in the now where we live, you know, in this world, like, a lot of people don't have kids. I don't have kids. My dogs are my kids. So if somebody was to tell me that my dog's life is worth 5,000, I wouldn't even be looking for the money. I'd be looking to shut the airline down. But the thing is that it's not, there's no money going to bring that back. You know what I mean? But the thing is to actually say that it's baggage. My dogs wouldn't be baggage. You know, and that's a horrible thing to say to anybody that love their animals so much, and they are their family. Like, we grieve for them just like they're our family.
So you think this is sort of a little dismissive, I suppose, of the relationship that a dog owner or an animal owner has with their owner or with
of
their
course,
animal?
Of course, yeah. And I'm very surprised and disappointed at the fact that the European laws have come into it and said, European, like, Europe is usually so open to dogs in restaurants, bars, everywhere, shops, you know, you see it all the time when you go away, that I'm very surprised that that's their stance on it too, you know. Now, maybe it's just money reasons or whatever, but I think it needs to be looked at. I mean, and I know people are going to go, oh my God, totally different thing. But if it's a child goes missing on the airplane, surely you're going to go mad. And are they going to go, oh, I don't know, that was baggage?
But as you pointed out there, that is somebody's child, that is somebody's flesh and blood.
Exactly.
They probably would
expect they will go mad.
A slightly different reaction.
But to me, I don't have children and my animals are so precious to me. You know?
So what consequences do you think airlines should face if they lose somebody's pet?
Well, I would hope that, I would love to see the stats on it. Many have gone missing, because now I'm really freaked out by that. But I think that they should, I think, look, I just wouldn't want to, if something happened to my pet or somebody I know's pet or a pet that's leaving my lovely horse rescue for another destination across the water, I would hate to think that if it went missing or something happened, they actually went, yeah, well, that was just baggage. At least rephrase that, you know, that it should not be. It should be something, it was precious cargo, really, you know.
Owen Corrie, it's time to just change even how we label these cargo. As you say, it's precious cargo. It's not baggage. It's not an old suitcase. It's somebody's heart and soul is what Martina's saying.
Yeah, well, there are only two categories, passengers and cargo, and they do count as cargo. Racehorses, which are considerably worth more than 5,000 euro, are counted as cargo. It goes back to the Warsaw Convention 1949 that sets out the compensation to be paid out. Because there are 200 countries in the world and different airlines all over the world, it is the global standard. And that was what was being questioned. Which category of the two categories, and, you know, maybe we could expand the number of categories, but which of the two categories do dogs fit into? Your guest there mentioned children. There is probably a case for putting some of the children I've flown with in the hold as well. But
Owen Corrie, there's some adults I would put into the hold, I have to say, some of the flights I've been on, and you might be one of them.
If my daughters are listening, I'm joking. But the thing is that there are only two categories. Legally, there are two categories. And the precedent is set here. Lawyers will have great fun. What the airlines would have said, well, we're not entitled to pay any compensation at all because it doesn't fit into the category of cargo. It does. The precedent now from Europe is that it does fit in the category of cargo. The amount, by the way, is an ancient amount, 5,000 euro. And that applies to baggage as well. Well, a lot of people's laptops and computer equipment are worth far more than that. If you're transporting a television camera, which you've probably been in the position of yourself, Kira, it costs an awful lot more than that. So all of those things are a little bit out of date. But what all the court was saying is, are they baggage or are they passengers? And a dog is clearly not a passenger.
All right, look, we're going to leave that conversation there for now. Owen Corrie and Martina Hickey, thanks for coming into the Hard Shoulder studio.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.